Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us on Blog Talk Radio for the Shetal Neder Evening Devotional Worship Program, our Hymns of Amun Wisdom Series reading number 72. This is Thursday, April 28th, 38,781, according to the ancient Kemetic calendar, based on the Great Year System of Time Reckoning, 2016, according to the readjusted Western Gregorian calendar. I am Shems Patah Maut Ankh. If you are the first-time listener of Shetal Neder, means hidden divinity, also known as the ancient Kemetic Egyptian mysteries. The purpose of the devotional program is one of calling out to the divine, gods and goddesses, or what are also known as the cosmic energies that are within us. We do this through performing our altar rituals, prayers, chanting, and singing, both Ua, meditation, and Chef Netaru Sima Paut, movement of the gods and goddesses, our yoga posture system, are also an integral part of the Shetal Neder spiritual tradition. This allows the divine to grace us with her, his presence, and move closer to us. It is establishing and engendering a devotional feeling of love and love for the divine, creating a divine communion and love for him, her, in all aspects of being, harmonizing one's feelings and emotions, and leading to the ultimate unity of the individual self with the divine self. This is part of the Shetty disciplines of Uashu. You are most welcome to join us by following along in all aspects of our program. There are two books that will be used, the chants, prayers, how to create your altar, and most of the songs that you will hear can be found in the devotional worship book by Dr. Moata Ashby. The listening to the teachings segment of this evening's program will be taken from the e-book Egyptian Yoga 2 by Dr. Moata Ashby. Be sure to register for a free membership at our new interactive website, EgyptianYoga.com. Your free membership will give you access to an extensive resource of information. You will enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, the Neterian Creed, Hesu Amun, videos, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, and ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Also, click on our go-to bookstore link to obtain copies of your very own devotional worship books and preview our extensive selection. Shems Baket Asu Ra and I are members of the Sima Institute and the Shetal Neder Temple of Aset under the leadership of Sabai Ma, Dr. Moata Ashby, and Seva Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby. We are initiates of the Temple of Aset. And with that, greetings, Shemsbaket Asura.
Guja, greetings, Shemsbata. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well tonight. Thank you. And yourself?
Doing well also. Hatep. And
Hatep.
Uja, and greetings. Uja, and greetings to those in the listening audience, and as well as the archived audience. And we will begin this evening with our altar ritual by kneeling and then bowing before the covered altar, which is facing west, with our hands in the dua pose, meaning that our palms are facing out towards the altar, and our head lightly touching the floor, if you are able to do so. This is a sign of humility to the higher self. Now gently rise up and uncover your altar, symbolizing the unveiling of the illusion in order to reveal our higher nature. Next is the lighting of our candle, which symbolizes the Aku, or divine light within, that is to be awakened. Now we'll light our incense, or if you happen to have an oil diffuser, that is acceptable as well. And this symbolizes the fragrance of your personality, which will exude with a divine order that will rise up and attract, as well as commune with the divine. Next, we will pour our libation, pouring purified water from one container to the next, pouring continuously and silently. And this libation is used in place of the ancient Hotep stone and symbolizes the one-pointed flow and focus of the mind towards the divine. And then we will place our offering, a live fruit or vegetable item, in front of the altar. Now let's return to a comfortable position. And we'll do a few cycles of conscious breathing. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Now let us recite our divine offering. Call and response. Hotep din nesu netera antu epwat nevta jesu Pekeru ka kaped, si netarari ma keru.
Otepti nesu netara, anpu wepa nepta deser perkeru, ka kaped, si netarari ma keru.
Otepti nesu netara, Anpu ep wat nepta jesu, perkeru ka kaped, si netarari ma keru.
Otepti nesu netara, anpu ep wat nepta jesu, perkeru ka kaped, si netarari ma keru.
Hotep di nesu netera, anpu wep wat nepta jesu, Kakeru kakate, minatari makeru.
Otepi nesu netara, anpuapa neta desur perikiru. Kakate, sinetari makeru.
Otepi nesu netara. Anpu wepwat nebta jesu perkeru kakapen sinetari makeru.
Otepi nesu netara. Anpu wepwat nebta jesu perkeru kakapen sinetari makeru. Offering is given to the Supreme Divinity and to Anpu, preparer of the traveler, and Wepwat, opener of the ways, lord of the sacred land. The spoken offering is 1,000 beef, complete maleness, and 1,000 geese, complete femaleness. This causes the divine to make one true of speech, an enlightened being.
The next we will recite the Nectarian Creed. What we believe. As a Nectarian, I follow the ancient African Kometan religious path of Shotalpneter, which teaches about the mysteries of the Supreme Being, Nebiger, the all-encompassing divinity. I believe that from Nebiger proceed all the Netaru, which are the gods and goddesses, and all the worlds, and the entire universe. Since Nebiger manifests as the Netaru, Nebiger can be worshipped as a god or a goddess. I believe that there is only one supreme being, Nebiger, and that the gods and goddesses are expressions of the one supreme being, Nebiger. As a Netarian, I strive to come into harmony with the gods and goddesses, the Netaru, by developing within my personality the different virtuous and divine qualities they symbolize. This will lead me closer to Nebiger. As a Nectarian, I also believe that the Supreme Being I call Nebiger is the same Supreme Being that is worshipped by other religions under different names. I believe that Nebiger established all creation on Ma'at, righteousness, truth, and order, and that my actions, termed Ari, determine the quality of life I lead and experience. If I act with Ma'at, meaning positive Ari, my path will be free of suffering and pain. When I forget Ma'at and act in an unrighteous manner, or negative Ari, I invite suffering and pain into my life. As a Nectarian, I believe when my body dies, my heart's actions will be examined against Ma'at. If it is found that I upheld Ma'at during my lifetime, I will have positive Ari, and my Aku, my spirit, will become one with Nebiger for all eternity. This is called Nahast, the spiritual awakening enlightenment. If it is found that I acted with selfishness and greed, I will have negative Ari, and my Ba, my soul, will suffer after death and then be reincarnated again to live in the world of time and space again. This is called Uhem Ankh, or reincarnation. As a Nectarian, I believe in the teaching of Shemsu, following the path of Shotalpneter, by practicing the disciplines of Shedi, which include study of the wisdom teaching, Rek Ab, devotion to God, Uwashu, acting with righteousness, Ma'at, and meditation, Uwa. Nebiger provided the Shetitu, the spiritual teaching that was written in the Metuneta, or hieroglyphic scriptures, so that the Shemsu, or followers, might study the wisdom teaching of Shotalpneter. Two most important Nectarian scriptures are the Perkem Heru and the Hesu Amun. And the most important Nectarian myth is the Asarian resurrection. By the practice of the disciplines of Shetty, I will discover the Shatout, or mysteries of life, and become Ma'akheru, pure of heart. I will become one with God, even before death, and I will discover supreme peace, abiding happiness, and fulfillment of my life's purpose, and promote peace and harmony for the world. Hetep. Next, we will recite the four great truths of Shatout Metta, Ma'ur and Shatout Metta, call and response. Panetta, ua ua, nebajuram neteru.
Panetter, ua ua, nebajur and neteru.
Panetta, ua ua, nebajuram neteru.
Panetter, ua ua, nebajur and neteru.
Panetta, ua ua, nebajuram neteru.
Panetter, ua ua, nebajur and neteru.
Panetta, ua ua, nebajur and neteru.
Panetter, ua ua, nebajur and neteru. The Neter, the Supreme Being, is one and alone, and as Nebajur, manifesting everywhere and in all things in the form of gods and goddesses. Commentary. Nebajur means all-encompassing divinity, the all-inclusive, all-embracing spirit which pervades all and who is the ultimate essence of all. This first truth unifies all the expressions of Kmitan religion.
Anmat, we saw you set. Rekemen.
An ma'at, sui sayu set, sekemen.
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 An ma'a sui sayu set sekemen.
An ma'a sui sayu set sekemen.
An ma'a sui sayu set sekemen. Lack of righteousness brings fetters to the personality, and these fetters lead to ignorance of the divine. Commentary. When a human being acts in ways that contradict the natural order of nature, negative qualities of the mind will develop within that person's personality. These are the afflictions of Set. Set is the netter of egoism and selfishness. The afflictions of Set include anger, hatred, greed, lust, jealousy, envy, gluttony, dishonesty, hypocrisy, etc. So to be free from the fetters of Set, one must be free from the afflictions of Set.
Se washu, se nafu, in sayu set.
Se washu, se nafu, in sayu set.
Se washu, se nafu, in sayu set.
Say washu, say 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 nafu, in sayu set. Devotion to the divine leads to freedom from the fetters of Set. Commentary. to be liberated, Nafu, freedom to breathe, from the afflictions of Set, one must be devoted to the divine. Being devoted to the divine means living by Ma'at. Ma'at is a way of life that is purifying to the heart and beneficial for society as it promotes virtue and order. Living by Ma'at means practicing Sheti, spiritual practices and disciplines. Uashu means devotion, and the classic pose of adoring the divine is called Dua, standing or sitting with upraised hands facing outwards toward the image of the divinity.
I Sheti Rekab Emakeru.
Ardi Sheti Rekab Emakeru.
Ari Sheti Rekab Emakeru.
Ardi Sheti Rekab Emakeru.
Ari Sheti Rekab Emakeru.
Ardi Sheti Rekab Emakeru.
Ari Sheti Rekab Emakeru.
Ardi Sheti Rekab Emakeru. The practice of the Sheti disciplines leads to knowing oneself and the divine. This is called being true of speech. Commentary. Doing Sheti means to study profoundly, to penetrate the mysteries, chitaut, and discover the nature of the divine. There have been several practices designed by the sages of ancient Kemet to facilitate this process of self-knowledge. These are the religious chitaut traditions and the Sima, Samai, Tawa yogic disciplines related to them that augment the spiritual practices. All traditions relate the teachings of the sages by means of myths related to the particular gods and goddesses. It is understood that all of these Nedru are related, like brothers and sisters, having all emanated from the same source, the same supremely divine parent, who is neither male nor female, but encompasses the totality of the two. The recitations, readings for Ushet at sunset. The following is a hymn to the Supreme Being in the form of Tem, or the setting sun. In the theology surrounding the god Ra, Ra is seen as a representation of the Supreme Being, Nebuchadnezzar, Pa-Neter. As such, Ra is depicted as the sun, and the sun has three phases which it manifests every day. These phases are the morning, the middle of the day, and the setting sun. Thus we have the following quotation. In the myth of Ra and Aset, Ra says, I am Khepra in the morning, and Ra at noonday, and Temu in the evening. Thus, the following hymn is effective for the evening hours, prior to practicing intense meditation, and also at the time of death. In the mystical mythology of the ancient Egyptian Kemetic city of Anu, Sun City, it is understood that Ra travels in bark, which is itself the sun. From this bark hang cords by which those who are righteous can grab hold of in order to be lifted unto the boat. Thus, through the practice of Ma'at, righteous living, one is able to be raised to the company of Ra, who travels on the boat of the millions of years, eternity, and thus attain immortality and communion with God. For more on this teaching, see the books Anunian Theology and African Religion, Volume 4, Assyrian Theology, by Dr. Muwatta Ashby.
A hymn to Ra Tem, from the papyrus of Lady Mut Hetep. The Lady Mut Hetep says, O Ra Tem, in thy splendid progress thou risest and thou settest as a living being in the glories of the western horizon. Thou settest in thy territory, which is in the mount of sunset, Manu. Thy uraeus is behind thee. Thy uraeus is behind thee. Homage, Ushet, to thee, O thou who art in peace. Homage to thee, O thou who art in peace. Thou art joined unto the eye of Tem, and it chooseth its powers of protection to place behind thy number. Thou goest forth through heaven, thou travelest over the earth, and thou journeyest onward. O luminary, the northern and the southern halves of heaven come to thee, and they bow low in adoration, and they do homage unto thee day by day. The gods of Amentet rejoice in thy beauties, and the unseen places sing hymns of praise unto thee. Those who dwell in the Sektet folk go round about thee, and the souls of the east do homage to thee, and when they meet thy majesty, they cry, Come, come in peace. There is a shout of welcome to thee, O Lord of heaven and governor of Amentet. Thou art acknowledged by Aset, who seeth her son Heru in thee, the Lord of fear, the mighty one of terror. Thou settest as a living being in the hidden place. Thy father, Tatunen, the up, and he placeth both his hands behind thee. Thou becometh endowed with divine attributes in thy members of earth. Thou wakest in peace, and thou settest in Manu. Grant thou that I may become a being honored before Asar, and that I may come to thee, O Ra Tem. I have adored thee. Therefore do thou for me that which I wish. Grant thou that I may be victorious in the presence of the company of the gods. Thou art beautiful, O Ra, in thy western horizon of Amentet, thou lord of Ma'at, thou being who art greatly feared, and whose attributes are majestic. O thou who art greatly beloved by those who dwell in the Duat.
Thou shinest with thy beams upon the beings that are therein perpetually, and thou sendest forth thy light upon the path of Rastau. Thou openest up the path of the double lion god Akar. Thou settest the gods upon their thrones, and the spirits in their abiding places. The heart of Naref, en route F, a region of the netherworld, is glad when Ra setteth. The heart of Naref is glad when Ra setteth. Hail, O ye gods of the land of Amentet, who make offerings and oblations unto Ra Tem. Ascribe ye glory unto him when ye meet him. Grasp ye your weapons and overthrow ye the fiend Siva on behalf of Ra, and repulse the fiend Neph on behalf of Asar. The gods of the land of Amentet rejoice and lay hold upon the cords of the Sektet boat, and they come in peace. The gods of the hidden place who dwell in Amentet triumph. Pause 1 minute for silent meditation. Conversation between Asar, the initiate, and God in the form of Atum. These are the words which, when spoken and understood, protect an aspirant from dying a second time. These words are to be spoken by Asar, the initiate, who is righteous of speech. O Jehudi, what is it that has come into being through the conflict of the children of Nut? They have engendered unrest, unrighteousness, and have created fiends, and they have slaughtered themselves, animals, and nature. They have created for themselves fetters by their doings which render them weak. Give them, O great Jehudi, a commandment of Atum, so that their unrighteousness may not be seen, so that you will not experience that. Shorten their years, shorten their mouths, because they have committed unrighteousness towards you in secret. I am your palate. I even brought you the ink pot as well. I'm not among those with hidden unrighteousness. There is no wrongdoing within me. These words are spoken by me, O Atum. I am Asar, the initiate. Tell me, what place is this that I've come to? There is no water here. There is no air, and there is a great darkness.
In this plane, you have no physical body. Therefore, you may live here through peace of heart. Moreover, there is no sexuality here. In place of water, air, bread, there, and lovemaking, I have given you the opportunity to attain the state of Aku, together with peace of heart. Atum has decreed that my face should be seen, and that I should not suffer the things that cause pain. Every god is sending his throne to the leader of eternity. It is thy throne given to thy son, Heru. Atum, holding what was sent to him by the elder divinities, commanded this. It is he who has been ruling thy throne. It is he inheriting the throne within the island of double fire. Command that I may be seen as I am his double, and that my face may see the face of Lord Atum. What is the duration of life? It has been decreed for millions of years of duration. It is given to me to send the old ones. After that period of time, I am going to destroy all created things. It is the earth that came forth from Nun, now coming forth into its former state.
I am fated with Asar, done for me to become images of the serpents, not knowing they the people, and not knowing the gods and goddesses, the excellent beauty that I made for Asar, which is greater than all the gods and goddesses. I gave to him the desert. His son, Heru, is his heir on his throne within the island of double fire. I made also a divine ruling place for him in the divine boat of millions of years. It is Heru who is now established on the Serek for those who are beloved and who are attaining sturdiness. Furthermore, the soul of Set, which is greater than all the gods and goddesses, was sent. It is given to me to make fettered his soul within the divine boat, for his desire is feared by the divine body parts. Hail, father mine, Asar, do make for me what you did for thy father Ra, the achievement of a long life on earth, achieving the throne, health, progeny, and endurance for my tomb, and my loved ones who are on earth. Grant that my enemies be destroyed, that the scorpion goddess may be on top of them, fettering them. Father mine Ra, make thee for me these things, Ankh, Uja, Seneb, life, vitality, and health. Heru is now firmly established on a Serek. Give thee movement in course of time, that of advancing towards blessedness. Hetep. Amasu in Panetur, Salkesu in Panetur, Autuanuma, Kedi Paharu. Give thyself to God, keep thou thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow be as today. Hetep.
And now we will proceed with our daily chants of Shatav Netter and Smai Tawi for evening worship. Call and response. Om Amun Rapata.
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 Om Amun Rapata. The one divine self manifesting in the trinity of witnessing consciousness, mind, and the physical universe.
Om Asar Aseh Heru.
Om Asar Aseh Heru.
Om Asar Aseh Heru.
Om Asar Aseh Heru.
Om Asar Aseh Heru. Om
Sarada Seteru.
Om Asara Seteru.
Om Asara Seteru. The one divine self manifesting in the Trinity of the divine Father, Mother, and Child.
Om Ati Ma Keru.
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 Om Ati Ma Keru. The one divine self manifesting as the dual goddesses of truth of above and below, heaven and earth, assist us in attaining spiritual enlightenment.
Amasu empanate, sauke suementen panate, au tu anuma kiri paharu.
Amasun paneter, saukesu eminem paneter, atuanuma kedi paharu.
Amasun paneter, saukesu eminem paneter, atuanuma kedi paharu.
Amasun paneter, saukesu eminem paneter, atuanuma kedi paharu.
Ama suen panate, sauke suen menten panate, au tuanema, kiri paharu.
Ama suen panate, sauke suen panate, au tuanema, kiri paharu.
Ama suen panate, sauke suen menten panate, au tuanema, kiri paharu.
Amasun paneter, sakisun paneter, au tuanema, kiri paharu. Give thyself to God, keep thou thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow be as today.
Hotepti sinetu iri metu waj.
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 Hotepti sinetu iri metu waj. An offering is made to propitiate that God may make the vascular system flourish, an invocation of health.
Duara, 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 kepera.
Duara, 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 kepera.
Duara, 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 kepera.
Duara, 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 kepera.
Duara, duara. Duara kepera.
Duara, duara, duara kepera.
Duara, duara, duara kepera.
Duara, duara. Duara kepera. Adorations to Ra, adorations to Ra in the form of the Creator.
Duasa unnefanetera, duasa herabdu, duasa nevjeta, duasa sutinhe.
Duasa unnefanetera, duasa herabdu, duasa nevjeta. Dua asar sutin he.
Dua asar o nefer netera. Dua asar her abdu. Dua asar nebjeta. Dua asar sutin he.
Dua asar o nefer netera. Dua asar her abdu. Dua asar nebjeta, dua asar sutin he.
Dua asar unnefer netera, dua asar her abdu. Dua asar nebjeta, dua asar sutin he.
Dua asar unnefer netera. Dua asar her abdu, dua asar nebjeta, dua asar sutin he.
Dua asar unnefer netera, dua asar her abdu, dua asar nebjeta, dua asar sutin he.
Dua asar unnefer netera, dua asar her abdu, dua asar nebjeta, dua asar sutin he. Dua asar unnefer netera, adorations to asar, pure existence, exalted divinity. Dua asar her abdu, adorations to Asar, innermost essence of Abdu, city of God. Dua Asar Nebjeta, adorations to Asar, Lord of forever. Dua Asar Sutinhe, adorations to Asar, King of eternity.
Net, net, dua net, sepeker asen hues.
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 Net, net, dua net, sepeker asen hues. Goddess Net, Goddess Net, adorations to Goddess Net. Remove your veil so that we may see your true form, creation unveiled to see the divine self, spiritual enlightenment.
Dua heteru netrita.
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 Dua heteru netrita. Adorations to Heteru, the great goddess.
Mat, mat, uncle.
Ma'at, ma'at, anku, ma'at.
Ma'at nebuten.
Ma'at nebuten.
Tahena ma'at.
Tahena ma'at.
Antena ma'at.
Ankena ma'at.
Hasima ma'at.
Asima ma'at.
Ma'at, ma'at, anku ma'at.
Ma'at, ma'at, anku ma'at.
Ma'at nebuten.
Ma'at nebuten.
Kahena ma'at.
Tahena ma'at.
Ankena ma'at.
Ankena ma'at.
Hasima ma'at.
Hasima ma'at.
Ma'at, ma'at, anku ma'at.
Ma'at, ma'at, anku ma'at.
Ma'at nebuten.
Ma'at nebuten.
Kahena ma'at.
Kahena ma'at.
Ankena ma'at.
Ankena ma'at.
Hasima ma'at.
Hasima ma'at.
Ma'at, ma'at, anku ma'at.
Ma'at, ma'at, anku ma'at.
Ma'at nebuten.
Ma'at nebuten.
Kahena ma'at.
Tahena ma'at.
Ankena ma'at.
Ankena ma'at.
Hasima ma'at.
Hasima ma'at.
Dua ma'at nebuten.
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 Dua ma'at nebuten. Ma'at anku ma'at. Ma'at is the source of life. Ma'at nebuten. Ma'at is in everywhere you are. Tahena ma'at. Rise in the morning with ma'at. Ankh hena ma'at. Live with ma'at. Ha sema ma'at. Let every limb join with ma'at. Let her guide your actions. Dua ma'at nebuten. Adorations to Goddess Ma'at, who is in everywhere you are.
Neb metu, neb jedu, erasut, ahane peru demdiu.
Neb metu, neb jedu, erasut, ahane peru demdiu.
Neb metu, neb jedu, erasut, ahane peru demdiu.
Neb metu, neb jedu, Era suit aha netaru dendiu.
Neb metu, neb jedu. Era suit aha netaru dendiu.
Neb metu, neb jedu. Era suit aha netaru dendiu.
Neb metu, neb jedu. Era suit. Aha netaru demdiu.
Nebmetu, Nebjedu, Erda Sud Aha Nedaru Dendiyu. All words, all spoken about me, from outside of me, what others are saying about me, and also from inside of me, negative, egotistic self-talk based on fear, anger, insecurity, frustration, etc. The Nedaru, those gods and goddesses, together they stand up for me on my behalf. Hotep.
Hotep. And now we'll have our healing chant, Ari Meth, which was written by Seba Ma and composed together with Shems Arit Neter Es Neri Ma'ati. Du Asekumet, Du Asekumet, Ari Meth, Akuja Sene. Do a second man. Do a second. I mean, do a second man. Do I say I mean I could just end. Do I second man? Do I Uncle Jocelyn, Uncle Jocelyn, Uncle Jocelyn, Uncle Jocelyn. Adorations to Goddess Sekhmet. Power of the Life Force Energy. Adorations to Goddess Aset, Lady of Wisdom and Healing Words of Power. Do for this child life, vitality, and health. Hetep.
And now we'll have a prayer for the sick and the shut-ins. May Aset heal us as she healed Heru of all his pains, which his uncle Set had caused him when he killed his father Asar. O Set, greater words of power, heal us. Save the one from all the bad, evil, typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly diseases and impurities of all kind which attack them, as you have saved and freed your son Heru. As I enter the fire and emerge from the water, may I not fall into the trap of that day, saying, I am small and pitiable. O Ra, you who have spoken for your body. O Asar, you who pray for your manifestation. Ra speaks for his body. Asar prays for his manifestation. Free us from all possible evil, bad, and typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly fevers of all kind, taken from the ancient Egyptian comedic medicine Everest Papyrus. Hotep.
And now we've come to the very special segment of our program, the listening to the teaching, which will be taken from the ebook Egyptian Yoga, Volume 2, by Dr. Moata Ashby. And this evening we'll be reading from page 205 of the ebook. At the bottom of the page, the last paragraph, which starts a new subtitle. called the levels of mind. All matter, be it sentient or inert, is sustained by consciousness or God. However, a living being reflects certain special qualities of consciousness, which give it varying degrees of intelligence according to the particular life form where the spirit energy is present. From plant life to animal life to human life, consciousness manifests in varying degrees of expansion according to the level of development of the nervous system of the particular life form. Human life reflects varying degrees of consciousness. This is why there are certain people who are more in touch with earthly values, while others are more in touch with spiritual values. According to the level of purification, the subject may experience lesser levels of consciousness, such as pain, misery, sorrow, loneliness, morbid thoughts, etc., or higher levels of consciousness, such as harmony, peace, and happiness. Even while you are in a human body, you can become one with the divine in consciousness. This is the idea behind the teaching. Men are, and this is a quote, men are mortal gods. Gods are immortal men, from the ancient Egyptian proverb. And another quote, know ye not that ye are gods, but Jesus. It was written by Jesus. The idea is that even though you are associated with a lower vibratory state of matter, the physical body, you can raise your consciousness to the higher vibratory rate of Supreme Self. The disciplines of yoga seek to transform the human body into a purified vessel wherein the subtle spirit can fully manifest. Otherwise, the energy is distorted and ignorance and other gross qualities of the lower self emerge. The human nervous system has the potential for reflecting the highest range of consciousness, cosmic consciousness, or oneness with the mind of God.
The order of the nervous system complexity is a linear diagram here. Plant life, then animal life, then human life, then transcendental experience. The mind is composed of three levels, unconscious, subconscious, and conscious. The unconscious level of mind is of unimaginable depth. It is the level in which the deepest impressions of the mind lie dormant. These impressions are gathered through life's experiences, not only in this lifetime, but in previous ones as well. It is this level of mind that determines your conscious thoughts, desires, beliefs, and aspirations. These thoughts, desires, beliefs, and aspirations only become evident when they appear in the conscious level of mind. If they are acted upon once, they appear in the conscious mind. They translate into actions in daily life. Therefore, who you think you are is based on your impressions gathered in the unconscious, and you are always acting out of these deepest beliefs about yourself. So if your beliefs are erroneous, your way of life will lead to frustration and sorrow. If your understanding is correct, your experiences will be positive and enlightening.
Unconscious impressions have been compared to seeds. When you had an experience in the past, you had a certain feeling about it. This feeling was registered in the unconscious mind and remained dormant in the unconscious level of mind like a seed. At some point in the future, that seed will sprout in the form of a subtle desire in the subconscious mind, the layer between the unconscious and the conscious level. It will then move into the conscious level where you become aware of it as a thought or desire. An example of an impression is as follows. In your previous lifetime, you were a helpless, sickly child. You witnessed your family die from a plague. As a result, you gathered impressions of anger and fear toward disease. So in this lifetime, you have an unexplained desire to become a doctor. The thoughts in your mind center around medical science, and your aspirations draw you toward this field. You may not remember the actual experiences which propel you to act in a certain manner, but the feelings that have registered deeply in your unconscious mind.
Desires, beliefs, and aspirations are what lead people to the varied positive and negative situations in which they find themselves throughout life. Impressions lead to desires. Desires lead to thoughts. And thoughts lead to performing activities in an effort to gain what is desired. These activities may be successful or unsuccessful. If you gain what is desired, you feel elated and become greedy, craving for more and desiring more. If the actions were unsuccessful, they create feelings of disappointment, anger, and frustration. Elation, greed, craving, frustration, and anger create more impressions that will compel the mind to more actions. These lead to more entanglements in the world, which is in reality is as illusory as a dream. Thus, people become entangled in the web of human existence while alive and are led, compelled by their unconscious impressions, even after death, to continue seeking to satisfy their ego-based thoughts, desires, beliefs, and aspirations. These eventually lead to repeated reincarnations for that soul.
The externalized movements and desires of the mind keep the conscious self distracted with worldly pursuits, and therefore there is no time for introspection or inward reflection. Thus, there is no awareness of the inner self. The ego, with all of its desires and fancies, leads the intellect into interaction with the world. The intellect leads the soul on a misguided quest for the fulfillment of egoistic desires. The soul remains a quiet observer, forced to follow along with the whims of the ego and weak intellect. The soul identifies itself with the intellect and ego and believes, these are my thoughts and my desires, so I must go along with and pursue them. This is the situation that occurs when the mind is beset by ignorance. In a healthy human being, the soul should be the ruler of the intellect, and the intellect should be the director of the ego. In this way, the intellect and ego would become instruments of the soul, and not the other way around. This is the correct order of mastership in the human psyche. In addition, on the spiritual path, as you access your greater self, who is the cosmic soul, and then that self becomes the true master of your intellect and physical body.
Therefore, in order to engender a real transformation in the conscious level of the mind, the unconscious level of the mind must be transformed. The conscious level of mind is where the thought vibrations in your mind become fully realized. This is the level of mind in which you can exert control over your mental thoughts. In this system of integral yoga, practicing the yoga of wisdom facilitates this process.
In order for this profound transformation of the mind to occur, you must first have a firm grasp of what you should accept as truth. Most people accept the information given them by their senses, but upon closer inspection, this information is found to be faulty and illusory. The ancient Egyptian Kemetic philosophy of Ma'at provides a guideline to understand what is real, that which is unchanging. If you reflect upon this idea, you will realize that what is constantly changing cannot be real. Only that which is abiding is real. Upon closer inspection of your sensory organs, you will discover that they are constantly changing and your perceptions are never exactly the same. We already noted that the human senses are limited in their information gathering ability. Also, if you have a cold or if you become injured, your perceptions are different. Therefore, the conditioned mind, senses, human life, and egoistic feelings cannot be trusted as means for discovering what reality is. The mind has the potential to discover reality, but only when it is pure, devoid of the taints produced by egoism and ignorance. Rather, you need to discover the deeper aspect of your mind so that you may discover the illusoriness of thoughts, desires, beliefs, and aspirations.
Most people live life according to their thoughts, desires, beliefs, and aspirations, believing them to be real. However, as we have seen, the entire universe is a dreamlike expression of the divine. So therefore, what is there to think about, desire, or aspire from this world? Your attempts to gain anything from the world are like gaining something in a dream. What use is it to find a treasure in the dream world? When you wake up, it is of no use to you.
By developing deep yogic dispassion towards the world, the unconscious impressions of thoughts, desires, beliefs, and aspirations become nullified. When this occurs, the unconscious mind becomes purified, leaving the conscious mind free of distracting thoughts, desires, beliefs, and aspirations, be they of positive or negative nature. This state will allow you to have clear insight into the transcendental level of mind that goes beyond the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious.
The most important point to understand from this teaching is that all of your ego-based desires are like desires in a dream, and therefore they should be abandoned. Rather, you should desire only to know the self. Even as you carry out the normal duties of life which sustain your practical realities, you may continue to go to work and have material wealth as needed for your sustenance. However, deep down, you should remain aware of the illusoriness of desires, the true nature of physical matter, and you should develop increasing aspiration for discovering the self rather than gaining worldly things. Whatever you need for your spiritual evolution will come to you in a spontaneous manner if you put forth self-effort towards your spiritual practices. Therefore, never hold ideas of fear or worry over how you will be provided for or how you will survive and so on. Rather, concentrate on doing your daily work in spiritual practice and the divine grace will shine upon you.
And this will conclude the readings for this evening. Dua Seva Ma, Dua Seva Ja. And now we'll transition to our brief breathing and meditation exercise. So I'd like you to find a comfortable position by either lying on the floor with your legs and arms spread slightly, or sitting in a cross-legged yogic position, or sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, shoulders squarely over the hips, and your back straight. Now gently close your eyes. We will be breathing deeply and rhythmically in and out of the nostrils. When we inhale, we're going to expand the abdomen and follow the breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between the eyebrows. And when we exhale, we're going to contract the abdomen toward the spine. So let us begin. Inhale, follow your breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between your eyebrows. Now gently exhale and contract your abdomen toward the spine. Release all tension in the body. Inhale, follow the breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead. And gently exhale and contract your abdomen toward the spine. Inhale, follow your breath. Now gently exhale and contract your abdomen toward the spine. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Now we'd like to add our chant for this evening, which will be Om Aman Ra Pata. I will call the chant and you may respond mentally. Om Aman Ra Pata. Now continue the chant silently. Om Aman Ra Pata. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back to the chant. Now let us add our visualization for this evening. off in the distance, you see something, but you're not quite sure what it is. But it feels familiar to you. It moves closer to you. As you move closer to it, slowly, gently, moving closer to each other. And now you realize it is Amun who is coming towards you as you are moving toward Amun. He lifts his arms to place them on your shoulder as you put your arms around Amun. This is the divine embrace of Amun. Rest here in this fullness, completeness, and loving embrace. Om divine embrace. Thank you. Now gently, Amun lifts his arms from your shoulders. As you lift your arms from around Amun, you take a step away from each other, slowly and gently. Moving slowly and gently away from each other. But you rest in the knowledge that this will not be the last embrace of Amun, the last divine embrace. Slowly moving away from each other. Now gradually come back to waking consciousness and gently open your eyes. Hetep, 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 hetep.
In order to learn more about Chital Netter, go to EgyptianYoga.com and register for a free membership at our new interactive website. Your free membership allows you to enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, new articles, videos, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, which includes ancient teachings presented by our temple high priests and priestess. Be sure to access our Blog Talk Radio Chital Netter archives for inspirational programming such as our Glorious Light Meditation, Kemetic Life Skills Series, and many others. Each Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, we have our morning devotional service with readings from the Assyrian Resurrection Series from African Religion, Volume 4, Assyrian Theology with Shems Arit Netter S. Mary Ma'ati, Shems Aku Tut Asut Ma'at, Shems Heru, Mary, Aten, and Nassar Jehudi Ness. While in Atlanta, Georgia, please visit the Temple of Heru, located at 6099 Patillo Way, Nathonia, Georgia, for Sunday devotional worship presided over by Priest Uab Setna Nebi Ra. For further information, contact him at 678-437-7768. While in Charlotte, North Carolina, please visit the Temple of Amun for your Sunday devotional worship presided by Priest Uab Ra Tem. His phone number 704-780-5769 or Unut Amutit at 704-968-6200. The final announcement tonight is an appeal for your donation partners to keep our Blog Talk Radio programming on the air. Please make your kind and generous donations according to how you have been blessed by using paypal.com and sending to shutoutretreat@aol.com. This concludes our devotional worship program. You may now partake of your offering. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to join us next week at the same time for the Shetal Netter Worship Program. On behalf of Sabai Ma, Dr. Moata Ashby, and Seva Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby, and the Temple of Aset, Temple of Shetal Netter, I am Shems Patat Maut Ankh, along with Shems Baket Asura, wishing you an abundance of happiness, peace, and blessings, and Ankh Uja Seneb, which means life, vitality, and health. Please stay tuned for our closing prayer. Hatep.
Hatep. And keep in mind the teachings this evening. Oh, by developing deep yogic dispassion towards the world, the unconscious impressions, thoughts, desires, beliefs, and aspirations become nullified. When this occurs, the unconscious mind becomes purified, leaving the conscious mind free of distracting thoughts, desires, beliefs, and aspirations, be they of positive or negative nature. This state will allow you to have clear insight into the transcendental level of mind that goes beyond the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious. Dua Sevama, Dua Sevaja. Amasu and Panate, Sauke Su and Panate, Al to Anama, Kedi Paharu. Give thyself to the goddess, keep thou thyself daily for the goddess, and let tomorrow be as today. That's it. Do a Shem's Patel.